years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
The 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie. Been in Arizona since 1965. Got my driver's license in 1972. And pretty much been carpentering my way through the Arizona landscape from all the way in the east. Beautiful little Nutrioso, Arizona, Alpine, Arizona. All the way to the west. Not so beautiful, Ehrenberg, Arizona. Sorry, Ehrenberg. You don't hold a candle to Nutrioso.
I don't think they would argue with
remodeled
me.
Tucson, several projects in Tucson, all over Maricopa County, Flagstaff, even Wickiup, Arizona. So wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, we've been building and remodeling homes, and you can give us a ring now for free and let us know what you're trying to get done, and we'll see what we can't do to put our experience and tricks of the trade to work for you. And when I say we're all here. The doors are open at my house. I've got my son, Romy Romero, who's been at my side. He started as the payroll guard back in the early 90s as we would drive around and deliver paychecks to all the guys on Fridays. He would have the keys to the ice cooler in the back of the pickup truck and pass out candy bars and cold drinks and soda pops and paychecks. So he was always the most popular employee of the whole company. And then my wife is there in the call screening room, sweet Jennifer. If you want to talk to her, the number is 1-888-767-4348. And then, of course, our engineer, Mr. Gary D., who's making sure that all the buttons and dials are set just right so we come through your radio as crystal clear and error-free as possible. Jennifer and I have just returned from an extended trip through Europe. We landed in Lisbon. Jennifer, see, I don't particularly like to fly, particularly long flights. So Jennifer let me book the flights. So when you want to get to Tbilisi, Georgia, on the Russian border, but you never want to spend more than 5 or 6 hours in the airplane at one time, that's completely doable.
Mm. How many?
Seven was our longest.
Over
but
the Atlantic.
Phoenix to Newark, Newark to Lisbon, Lisbon to...
That was like 8 hours.
Prague. No, I don't think. Not quite. Lisbon to Prague, Prague to Warsaw, Warsaw to Tbilisi.
Now, we arrived in Tbilisi very tired.
Now, can you?
Because Rosie thought we would, you know, tour in the daytime and then sleep on the plane at night and do it again and do it again. But the thing is, we never fell asleep on the airplane. So Rachel and Wayne ended up with pretty tired parents and grandparents.
Could you have just done a direct flight from Phoenix to Tbilisi?
No, not to Tbilisi.
All right, so if you go to Newark.
You could go to Istanbul.
Istanbul, okay. As your most direct flight from Newark.
Mm-hmm. And we went Tbilisi to Istanbul to Malaga, Malaga to Lisbon to Newark to home.
I'm lost.
You do increase your potential for losing luggage. I will say that.
Though
each
amazingly,
flight transition, you just keep traveling lighter and lighter and lighter.
Romy, it is incredible. I have to admit, at the end of the month in Europe, I was getting some amount of castle fatigue. You could only look at so many castles. But when you can walk up to a wall that's 2,000 years old, 1,100 years old, 800 years old, and see how every block was set in place. I mean, it's just so incredibly humbling. I mean, masons, you have to stop and wonder, how did these people build all these edifices and these castles and these palaces and these forts and these walls? It just took an army of slave laborers. You would go in and take over the country. Well, then everyone in that country then becomes your slave to build whatever it is you want to build. And that reign diminishes everything that the prior reigns accomplished. So you never set up monuments. You never gave them credit for anything. You just took over the country, built all new on top of whatever was there. Masons, because the masonry trade is so specialized, were the first trade to be able to work their way out of slavery. The knowledge it took to set that first square cornerstone, the knowledge it took to build all of those stone arches that cover every corner of the ancient world, took so much precision and so much specific knowledge that they, those slaves that learned that trade, were the first ones to be able to start charging for their services. That's just one of the reasons Masons are held up in such high esteem by me. And that's why we've always touted masonry construction.
I know in that era, artists, painters, you know, where the term, how much does it cost? It costs an arm and a leg. They would charge by how many limbs of the general or king that they had to draw. So if you saw a painting and a guy's got his hand behind his back or it's only from the waist up, he was a broke general or didn't have as much money as this other general that's got his leg out and all limbs. Did masons charge by
block piecework? I don't know how they charge, but I do know they were the first hands-on tradespeople that were able to free themselves from slave labor because it was so specialized. So if you've got a project you want to try and tackle, here I am on my global history soapbox. Our lines are open. Jennifer is in. We went on the European cruise as a part of our 40th anniversary and to go visit our grandchildren that are stationed on the border of Russia in Tbilisi, Georgia. Our phone number is 1-888-767-4348. And I would have to say the most incredible part of the entire trip was the day we journeyed to within 4 kilometers of the Russian border.
What's that in miles?
In the highway, like 2.6, okay. Something like that, 2.5. And the highway we took to get there through the Caucasus Mountains was probably one of the most thrilling drives I've ever had in my life. It's the only road between Iran and Russia, and 99% of the traffic are 18-wheelers driving at breakneck speed on a mountain pass road that's only half paved, that's only about 14 feet wide. It's about a lane and a half wide. And you talk about pay attention to what's coming. You would round a corner and there would be 2 18-wheelers, one trying to pass the other, barely enough room to even fit on the road, and a Porsche or a Mercedes would come in between the two of them and squirt out in front. It was absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the Home Depot in Tbilisi, Georgia, Romy?
Is it really a Home Depot?
It is an open-air bazaar that covers 12 city blocks right in the downtown part of Tbilisi.
So it's got a Home Depot and a Lowe's in it.
It is set up in booths that are roughly divided by 10 by 10. Think of a home show.
So 12 blocks of this.
12 blocks of this. One guy may have nothing in his booth but PVC pipe parts. Not pipe, pipe parts. The guy on the other side of the 12 block square may have the PVC pipe. And then in between, you've got guys that carry nothing but just toilet seats. And then guys that carry nothing but just float valves for the different toilets. And the Rachel was giving me a tour of this. We were actually walking through it. And
so each one of these booths is independently owned?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. And the plumbers would drive up on this busy, busy Speedway street that borders it, and they would just park their car, leave it running, run to the little booth where they needed the part, grab the part, run back to the truck with everybody honking, rah, 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 jump in, and then he'd just motor down the road. And then where the lumber yard was, they had this Russian car, and then they had BMW station wagons and Mercedes-Benz, where the owners welded lumber racks to the tops of these cars. Because the cars in Europe are so small, you can't go to the Home Depot and pick up a sheet of plywood and get it home. Think about trying to get a sheet of plywood home in a Fiat.
So is everything built on 2-foot increments so you can fit it for transportation?
I did find this out. I'd like to know from the listeners, how do you get a king-size bed in a motel in Europe? Everything is like twin size. And sometimes they're pushed together and sometimes they're pushed apart. I just couldn't believe it. But these
how do you go from building castles out of masonry to
I don't know.
12-foot open-air exhibit booth.
I mean, if you wanted appliances, there was one guy that had nothing but microwave ovens and another guy that had nothing but gas stoves. It was absolutely incredible. And we took two things. We took a light bulb, and I broke the inflatable pin to Gabe's soccer ball, you know, the pin that you...
Oh, yeah, to pump up a soccer ball.
So I thought, well, we'll go try and find this pin, and we'll go try and find one of these light bulbs. In Rachel's house in Tbilisi, I think she has 117 light bulbs in the ceiling of her house. 117?
How big is this house?
Not that big, but that's just the way they light things up there. And so she took one light bulb, and I took one of these pins. And so you walk up to the light bulb guy, and he looks at it and shakes his head, nope. And then he yells down the hall, Dimitri, yo! And he holds up the light bulb, and Dimitri shakes his head, yes.
So you walk down to Dimitri.
Get your light bulb from Dimitri.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like a guy could make some money with a 250.
At 250, you'd find no place to park it. I promise you that.
Well, it sounds like they don't park anyway. They just leave it running on the street.
Parking in Tbilisi is what the sidewalk is used for. It is absolutely unbelievable. We have so much to be thankful for in this country. It's just absolutely incredible. The great United States of America. And here we are in Arizona, and you've got a lot more to be thankful for, like the largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, located right here in Arizona. They have their biggest sale going on right now in their 63-year history. It is their 63rd anniversary sale, and I'm telling you, it is big time. They've loaded up their 65-acre complex with over 1,500 new Fords in stock, all with big-time discounts. Look, how about purchase the all-new 2018 Echo Sport SUV for only $16,900? Buy any Ford and you get big-time discounts, a 55-inch TV, or $500 Visa gift card with every new Ford. Now, you can't beat that. It's the biggest sale in 63 years, now on at Sanderson Ford in Glendale.